Rashi explains, based on the Gemara in Chulin, that Yaakov Avinu not only passed Har Moriah, Mokma Migdash, and was already outside Eretz Yisrael, but he realized that he missed davening in the Mokma Migdash. As I'll tell us, at that moment, Yaakov was Yohiv Daite. He put his mind and made a decision to go back, which wasn't an easy task. And a nace happened. Kof Sa'aretz. Therefore, the Torah says, Vayifka, he bumped into the Mokom HaMikdash. The Beruchim, Levavitz, points out that because of this effort, the Yohid Daite, the Yaakov Avinu did, the entire future of Klal Yisrael was formed. Because of this, Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to have a nevuah, the Sulam Mitzv of Arza, and to get the Avtocha to build the Shivtei Ka. And Rucham explains to, continues to explain, and the Yohid Daite means undertaking, commitment to carry out under all costs. And when one has that Yohiv Daite, that real true commitment, he'll be Zeicha, the Kaf Sa'aretz, Zeicha Tremendous Yat Yishmaya, Zeicha to build the Klal Yisrael. The tour in Ar Chaim Siman Aleph, the mission of this table, but as can ever, Kal Kanesher says that toward the first thing that Yehuda Ben Tamer tells us is as can ever. Why? Because this is a cloud godol ba'avoides ha'boreis borach. Stubbornness, persistence, commitment under all costs as a cloud godol ba'avoides Hashem. We find this idea later on in the parasha also, when Rachel Shifcha, Bila, gave birth to her second son, Rachel says, Haftule Elokim Eftalti. Rashi says, Eftalti is a Russian ikesh. I was stubborn, I was persistent towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I didn't give up. The Gam Yecholti, the pasuk continues. Gam Yecholti says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hiski Mayodi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to me. Ruchim, we see from here 2 points. Firstly, as permissible to be Mitzakish for Ruchnius. Even though Rachel saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to give her children, she didn't give up. She was Mitzakish, and that's a permissible thing. Secondly, we see that when a person is Mitzakish, he'll be Masliach, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants from us to be Mitzakish, to be fully that strong will and power, persistence to get the Ruchnius, to reach the goals that we want to reach. The Ruchim continues telling us, and that was the Soid of the Avos. The Soid, the secret of the Avos, was this Nekuda. The Medrash tells us that Avraham Avinu was on the way to Akeda, the Satan went out of his way with many, many tainus. They're telling Avraham Avinu, if you do this, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Now, Avraham Avinu responded to all the Satan's tainus with one word, Almanas Kain. I'm doing this. Nothing will stop me. Then the Ruchim, all the Gedolim became Gedolim based on their akshonas to achieve their goals on all costs. Gemara in Brachas, the Dvarim Sifum Chizuk, Tara, Maisim Toivim, Tfila, Derech Eretz. Rashi in Brachas explains that Tamid B'chol Koichai. Sifum Chizuk constantly B'chol Koichai. Ruchim explains that Yidin Yani Ruchni need constant chizuk. The only way to be matzliach is because if his determination and persistence. In order to succeed and carry it out until you reach a goal. But I'll tell us, it's a chiyuv, the obligation of a person. A person could wonder, how does Shaykh, Shaykh for me to reach, to be like the others? And Chazal say, it's a chiyuv, it's an obligation for every single yid to say, when will I reach, when will my maisa be like maisa voisai? Perhaps the answer is the enechanami. If we won't be able to reach the level, the madrega that the others reached, but we can still go in their ways, in what their tools, how they got to their levels. My actions. How can my actions, my ways, my tools to get there have to be the way the others got there? And we, as we saw from this parasha, that one of the ways the others got to where they got to was by being persistent. The commitment to be Mis'ala and a voice of Hashem, never giving up. Never giving up on the all course. Ikuvim, things that didn't go properly, didn't stop them. Didn't stop them. Had a strong iron desire to reach the goal, and the rush was so chazak and so strong, they were able to reach that. And that even every yid could take that meat on his Ratzon, on his strength of his Ratzon, his Akshonis, not only to really have that strong Ratzon, but we all be zeicha to continue to grow in the voice of Hashem and have much of Socha, a good Shabbos. Thank you.